Hello there, I am Jen LaBuzz with your first episode of the Indie Author Addict podcast for the year. We are broadcasting live from Book Maze in Mesa, Arizona on Alma School and University. Today we have Adrienne Miles. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. A little bit terrified.
Oh, as we discussed before, don't be. This is free form, off the cuff. It's going to be fun. So, today we're talking about your forthcoming book, correct?
Correct.
It's called Spiders Weird. Mm-hmm. So, when are we looking forward to that?
Mid-March, I believe.
Oh, yay.
The 11th.
Excellent. Super cool. So, we have a forthcoming book. We have, you have a couple months here before this comes out. So, right off the bat, Spiders Weird, tell us a little bit about it.
It is about a starfighter. It's set 1,000-ish, give or take, years in the future. And it's a, it's what they call a lost colony.
Okay.
Name. So the starfighter, Ulator's daughter, is shot down on the planet that her ship had deployed to protect. And she finds herself in the middle of a society she knows nothing about. Things transpire that she doesn't get picked up right away, and she has to basically walk out and back to the city where the base is that her ship is working with. And in the process, she discovers she has paranormal powers that she did not know existed. There's a little bit of a mystery going on as to why this might be, and she has to deal with all of that.
Okay, so there's a lot going on.
She
has to deal with.
Yeah, she is a starfighter. She's reasonably content being a starfighter, although it's war. It's not content is not the right word. But suddenly there's this whole other aspect of life that she might be staring right at and need to pick up and own.
So like there's all this going on, and then let's add this more.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, why did you decide to write this, the military space opera and fantasy part? Like,
well,
what brought this on?
I read science fiction from when I was probably in middle school. My brother had a pile of analog magazines that he left behind when he went off to college, and he had more at his house, and so I read those. I got my own subscription when I had when I could afford it, when I had after-school jobs, and I liked science fiction. And then at the little bookstore, where in our very small town in Texas, where we lived, they had other things, and I found Annie McCaffrey's *The Ship Who Sang*, and I liked that. That's a straight-up science fiction. And went from that to. Anybody who's read Annie McCaffrey will know about The Dragon Riders of Pern. And for a teenage girl, those were coming out as I was when I was that age, and I was fascinated. Hmm. And she puts together fantasy, or fantasy look-alike, that actually has science fiction-y roots. If you read those, there's the whole thing that the dragons are there to fight is actually a spore that is going to lay waste to all the plant life on the planet. And they use names for things that look on the page science fiction or fantasy-like, but they're not when you drill down. And yes, there's, you know, court intrigue and all of that stuff that you see in high fantasy, and it's science fiction.
Okay.
So I'm going along with that. And I grow up, I decide, you know, I've always wanted to write. Let's try it. What am I going to write? Well, science fiction, of course. And then fantasy kept creeping in. And I started out with the female starfighter protagonist because at the time I was in the Air Force, I was in the Air Force Reserve when I started putting together what would become this book. And even though there were female pilots by then, When I first graduated college, no, women couldn't be pilots. When I first joined the Air Force, they were dipping their toe into the water about whether women could be in combat. And so my brain just went, cool, we'll put her in a flight suit and, you know, put it many years in the future and put her in space. Cool. Which was, had been done in fiction, but not in the real world. Of course it has now, which is wonderful. But, and then there was going to be conflict between her and this rediscovered colony of humans and other space aliens who had an alliance to terraform the, well, terraform, they call it planetary restoration. She has the tension between her background and the world she's on. And then I was thinking about all of these muddy things, and then I was writing before I went to work. I was working at the library. I was in the Air Force Reserve. I didn't have time to write. So I, you know, every day in the morning before getting the kids up, I would make time to write. Well, 9/11 happened, and I was in the Air Force Reserve, and I was a commander of a very small unit that had people deployed. I did not deploy, but I had people who were working for me who did. And there's a lot of administrative things you do to make sure they're taken care of. And I did that from my computer in my living room every morning in that slice of time. And then once a couple of years went by, that evened out, but I was out of the habit of writing. Fast forward to a few years ago, I pulled it out, started working on it. I was retired, I had no excuses. And looked at what I had done and went, that's a first novel if I ever saw one. I need to totally revamp that. Mm-hmm. The first draft was my learner novel, and so I went through and I redid the whole thing and beefed up the space aliens, put all the horror elements I had already done, and worked on it, showed it to people, did a book, and sent it out asking, you know, looking for agents, and and then I pitched it at the Mesa Book Festival to Bob, and he said, send me your first three chapters. I was like, yes.
Yes.
And here
it's
we
the
are.
Entry. Awesome. So in that talk you touched on, and it's one thing I usually ask later at the end, but I liked how you wove this into telling us about the story, is your author origin and how you got started in writing. So you talked a little bit about like giving yourself just little bits of time every morning to write. Was there any specific thing maybe when you were younger that you're like, you know, I'm gonna start writing right now, or was it just then?
Well, I was around writing always. My dad taught English at a small college in West Texas, and His research focus was folklore. He would, you know, we would go someplace, he would sit down with some random person and start talking, and he would, you know, ask him, do you mind if I take notes and save this in my collection? And they'd usually say fine. And he collected stories from just around. It was West Texas. A lot of Native American and, you know, and Hispanic influence there, and all kinds of wonderful stories. Like we had La Llorona there, who is different than La Llorona here in Phoenix. And we could probably do a whole podcast about the Marfa Lights, but not today. Lots of stories about those. And so I grew up around stories. And, you know, reading was just something we did. And I never really thought I would do it right myself. Well, actually I did when I was in high school.
Okay.
I did do some writing, sent some stuff off, And of course, I got rejection slips back because my life experience was about